The Christian Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying always, etc. Chapter 34. Wherein is shown the low stoop of the divine majesty to hold communion with the saint in closet prayer. Also, how they bring their grace in question who live in the total neglect of it. Let us here admire the condescending love of God in stooping to hold communion with his poor creatures, while they are clad with rags of mortality, and those besmearing with many sinful pollutions. Is it not enough that in heaven, when we shall put on our robes of glory, God will take us into his royal presence, and give us places with those that stand about him? But will he even now, while our garments smell of the prison, and before our grave clothes be thrown off, admit us so near in ascension? What manner of love is this, that we should now be called the children of God, and as such have liberty to speak our broken language, and that with delight to him who continually hath the praises of blessed angels and glorified saints sounding in his ears? Nay, more, this liberty to be indulged by us, not only when we come together and make up a choir in our public worship, but in our secret addresses, that a poor creature, whenever he hath a heart to step aside and give God a visit in any corner of his house, should find his arms open to embrace him. This is so stupendous that we may better admire this than express it. Such should we see a poor beggar speaking familiarly with a great king, who, while all his courtiers stand bare before him, takes him into his embraces and lets him familiarly whisper in his ear. Might it not excite our wonder at such an act of grace from a majesty to a beggar? This is the glorious privilege of every saint on earth, who, when he begs, hath liberty to come up to the throne of God, surrounded with glorious angels, and to pour out his heart as freely into his bosom as the child of his indulgent father. Oh, thank our good friend and brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, for this. It is he that brings us into the presence of God, and sets us before his face, as Joseph, his brethren, before Pharaoh. Whose face need a saint fear to look upon, that may thus boldly speak to God? Comfort thyself with this, when thou goest with thy petition to any great man on earth, and he will not be seen of thee, nor such a rich kinsman, that he will not own thee. Turn thy back on them both, and go to thy God. He will look on thee, and in his Son own thee for his child. Thou hast his ear, who can command their heart and purse too. Jacob's prayer so altered his brother's purposes, that he, who meant to kill him, falls on his neck to kiss him. Naaman had a boon to beg of the Persian king, and he goes, a carnal heart would think, the furthest away about to obtain it. He knocks first at heaven's door. Prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mere mercy in the sight of this man. Naaman 1:11. And now in court he goes, where, behold, he finds the door open before he knocks. For the king saith unto him, for what doest thou make request? Chapter 2:4. We may open two doors with this one key. At the prayer of this holy man, God and man both give their gracious answer. The Christian surely cannot long he in want, if he can but pray. As one said, the Pope could never want money so long as he could hold a pin in his hand. It is but praying in faith, and the thing is done, which the Christian would have. Be careful for nothing, but let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts, etc. Philippians 4:6-7. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 37:5. The saint's bills are received at first sight, whatever the sum is. Christ is our undertaker to see it paid, and his credit holds still in his Father's bosom, and will, to procure welcome for all his saints that should be found on earth. Secondly, those who are unacquainted with this duty cannot be recognized as saints. What, a saint? and content with what thou hast of God in joint communion with others, so as never to desire any privacy between God and thyself, canst thou find no Aaron to invite thee to speak with God alone? Thou bringest thy saintship into question. When a prince passes by, then all will come in a throng to see him. But his child thinks not this enough, but goes home with him, must live with him, and be under his eye daily. Hypocrites and profane ones will crowd into public ordinances, but a gracious soul cannot live without more retired converse with him. End of chapter 34.